communicate. この番組はオレゴンから来たケイト・オブグが南サマの暮らしについてお届けします。Welcome back to Communicate. My name is Kate Oberg. Today, our interpreter will be Hiroshi.
Hello, everyone. This is Hiroshi. Thank you for listening.
So, it's springtime in Minami-sama, and that means that there's hanami going on.
So beautiful. And
it's beautiful.
Yes.
For listeners who don't know what hanami means, it's basically a picnic that you have under cherry trees, which are called sakura in Japanese.
Mm.
Hiroshi, what do you think hanami means to you? What does it symbolize?
Symbolize?
Yeah, what does it mean to you?
Just spring.
Spring? I think it means something more to... Because it seems so important to the Japanese culture.
What are you meaning?
What do I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so important. Like, it's a, whenever I meet someone or talk to someone during this time of year, they're always say, did you go to hanami?
Oh.
Did you see the sakura? Where do you go to see sakura?
I see.
Very important. And I think it's very interesting in Japanese culture.
Mm.
Yeah, because it's not so much that way anywhere else in the world, I don't think.
Mm.
Well, not in the world, I would think America. It's not so so important in America.
Mm.
So why do you think it's so important in Japan?
Why?
Yeah. Why is it such a big part of the culture?
I think so many Japanese people think that cherry blossom is very traditional flower for us. So it's the reason, I think.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see. Where do you like to go to see hanami?
Where? For example, Hibari-ga-hara.
Where is that at?
It's in Minami-sama.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't know this?
I think I've probably been there.
I think so.
I've been everywhere here. So, yeah, I've probably been there.
And in Fukushima, Yonomori.
Okay.
And Hanamiyama in Fukushima City.
Okay.
Many places is famous for hanami or cherry blossom.
There's so many places in Japan, and everywhere you look, there's a cherry blossom tree. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Mm.
I think my favorite place in Minami-sama so far is across the street from my school, from Haramachi Nichu.
Mm-hmm.
There's the big sports park.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the name of the sports park, but it has so many cherry blossom trees, and it just, I can go for a walk there just on a break, and it's so cool. It's really cool. And last weekend I had hanami in Fukushima City.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I went to an orphanage to volunteer and had lunch with all the kids and under the cherry trees, so it was really cool. And my first hanami, it's quite fun. Have you gone to hanami yet?
No, not yet in this season.
So
I really want to go. But recently...
They're falling. They're like snow right now.
Yes. So I should hurry up then.
You really should.
why are you laughing?
I'm just having a picture of you sitting under a tree trying to eat something with all these cherry blossoms falling into your food.
No.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen. Mm. You should go up north where it's cold.
So.
They're not there yet. You still have time.
Yeah.
Hokkaido.
Hokkaido. So far.
For today's program, we'll be interviewing my friend David Takoronte, an ALT here in Minami-sama. Then Hiroshi and I were having free talk about why do we think volunteering is still important in Minami-sama, and is it? Then we'll have upcoming events here in Minami-sama. Communicate! The personality for this program is Kate Oberg. この番組はケイト・オブグがお届けしています。Please relax and enjoy listening to my friend David Takuronte and his story of what he's doing here in Minami-sama.
はい、ということで続いてはインタビューコーナーです。今回ケイトさんは Minami-sama で ALT として働いているデビッド・タコロンテ先生にお話を伺いました。最初のパートでは、出身地などの自己紹介だとか、あと日本に来た時のお話について伺いました。
Can you tell us your name and where you're from?
So my name is David Takoronte, and I'm from Miami, Florida in America.
Okay, very cool. And when did you come to Japan?
I came to Japan last year in August, first coming to Tokyo and then to Fukushima.
Okay, and why did you come to Japan?
So I came to Japan to teach English on the JET program, but I'm also secondarily here to volunteer, as that was part of my plan.
Cool, cool. Can you explain to us what a JET is?
Okay, so pretty much what a JET is, they're an ALT in Japan, but first they're sought out by the government agency CLAIRE, and then they're hired by prefectural or city board of education to work at local high schools, junior high schools, and elementary schools, teaching English.
Cool, cool. So what is an ALT? Can you explain what that is for us?
So an ALT is an assistant language teacher, and they assist in teaching English within the classroom by helping the teachers to give native pronunciation, and also assist by giving activities or facilitating English language learning. Mm-hmm. So, pretty much it.
Awesome.
はい、次のパートではどうして ALT の先生方の活動が日本で大切かということと、 ALT としての活動や、授業中に経験したことについて、また最初のボランティア活動についてお話ししています。
Why do you think the JET program is important for Japan?
So the JET program really provides internationalization into areas that otherwise wouldn't see anything. Mm-hmm. So you have cities like Tokyo or Kyoto that have a very large population of foreigners because of schools or businesses, also tourism and vacationing. Uh-huh. But there's many other areas that don't see this sort of action. So this helps bring culture into all aspects of Japan and really provide an open-minded view of the whole world.
Do you think students are pretty open to accepting foreigners and cultures into the classroom?
Well, of course, there will be some that aren't or just maybe a little too shy. But generally, I think that most students are pretty open. They really like Western culture, mm-hmm. and they want to learn more about it. So they really look at ALTs as the gateway to that sort of interest.
Awesome. Have you seen any success stories with your students from at first they are so hesitant, but now they're pretty open to learning English?
Yeah. When I first came, of course, like most ALTs, I experienced a silent wall.
Yeah.
It's you know how it goes.
Yeah.
It's just that they're really shy. They've never experienced anything like this before. So it's common of most Japanese students. It just happens. But, you know, over time now I have children wanting to do speech contests, consistently asking me how to say something in English. Mm-hmm. Also coming up to me and trying to maybe speak, even if it's just a little bit, you know, they're just trying their best. Mm-hmm. And it really makes me happy to see the improvement in them. Their levels and, you know, really just their experience of learning English altogether.
Totally.
Yeah, like as an ALT myself, it's been such a cool experience. And, you know, you and I both have seen from point A to point B, and it's just, yeah, it really makes it worth teaching here, you know?
Yeah, see those smiles every day, you know?
Exactly. It's so cool. Another question. The ALT community has been a huge help in the recovery of Fukushima and Minami Soma.
Yeah.
What projects have the ALTs done that you have been involved with?
Okay, so since I came last year, I've only gotten involved in a few different things, but as you saw, and I actually helped you with Mike on this one, helping out the Playground of Hope, you know, by I only really played a small part in just guiding and unloading, you know, pieces and such, but it was beautiful to actually go see the finished project. But recently, that same project, the Ice for Fukushima, that I'm currently working to learn about, really learning the ropes from the older ALTs, just donated about 62 mon to the project for a few playgrounds in Shinchi that will be coming up soon.
Rad.
So, yeah.
So rad.
It's really nice to see that going on. We were holding on to a lot of money, actually, and we just wanted to, you know, give it to something so good in the prefecture, and it seemed like the great opportunity, and everything just seems to be connecting, so.
Yeah, it's the perfect opportunity for all that money, because it's going to last for generations, and it's going to affect so many people in that community.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. And I know this, but others don't. What, you've been involved in quite a few volunteer projects. Such as the Save Minami Soma project.
Yes, Save Minami Soma. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's amazing, right?
And yeah, just, you know, going out and really just providing some help to the people and interacting with them and, you know, just lifting their spirits. And, you know, it's really nice to see them just smile after receiving, you know, even if it's just a little help. I'm sure they're just so appreciative to have us there, even showing our faces, you know, coming out all the way to this side of the, you know, the Ken, and really helping them out.
Exactly. And when I volunteered with you before, you're a really happy guy. And you're, you know, it's hard to mistake for who you are in the community. So I really love seeing you get out and volunteer, because people will see you and they recognize you and they get so happy that you're there and helping them. And it's just a really cool experience to see as an outsider.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I love interacting with my students in any way, really.
Totally. Totally. And it's not just students either. Yeah. You know, it's Oba-chans and Oji-chans.
Yeah, it's fun to talk to them. They're the absolute most fun people to hang out with.
Right?
They have such funny things to say and do, yeah.
You know, they have the most experiences in life.
Yeah, they really are.
That brings me to the question of, why do you volunteer?
So, when I was younger, I never really thought of volunteering as something I would enjoy. When I was maybe in junior high school or so, I saw it sort of as a mendokusai, just you know, going for my thing. But as I got into high school, and you know how in the States we're forced to volunteer a little bit during high school times, and we have to collect hours and such. I experienced it for the first time, and I realized just, you know, how good it was to make someone else's day brighter and, you know, really help them when they're in a hard spot.
Mm-hmm.
So I started off with something really simple, just helping serve some soup in a soup kitchen nearby in Miami. And from there it went, you know, I started helping my dad do taxes for the poor. And then when I got into college, I started my own NGO, and I became coordinator for volunteer activities in my fraternity and ran a bunch of, you know, different projects and such. And then I just ended up realizing that if I put some sort of positive energy into, you know, the community, you can see everything around you maybe getting a little, just that little much better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm only one guy and I can't really do much alone, but if everyone, you know, if everyone kind of grabbed that ideal of, the world becoming a more positive place through volunteering, then it'll just be a massive system of everyone helping everyone out. So exactly. It'd be just great.
Exactly. It starts with one, right?
Yep, exactly.
Awesome.
And now we'll take a short break. We'll be playing a song by my friends, James Dean Kendall and the Eastern Oregon Playboys. The song is called Falling Off the Horse.
Communicate.
The personality for this program is Kate Oberg. この番組はケイト・オブグがお届けしています。And welcome back. We'll be continuing with David Takonote's interview and his story of what he's doing here in Minami Soma.
最後のパートでは今後の南相馬について思うことやデイビッドさんからの南相馬の皆さんへ向けたメッセージをいただきました。デイビッドさんが言うには、心配しすぎないでください、みんな震災のことは忘れず覚えています、世界中の人が皆さんの力になりたいと今もずっと思っていますとお話ししていました。
Awesome. So what do you hope to see done in the future of Fukushima and Minami Soma?
So in the future of Fukushima, I just really hope to see, the whole, not just JET community, just the whole ALT community really coming out to, help along with all the projects that are currently being done within the Ken. And I want to see the relief efforts really finally coming together, you know, with Odaka being cleaned up and all that such, and, you know, the resurgence of the whole volunteer center starting and everything. And yeah, it's just I would love to see the whole community just back up and running at 100% in the future. But, you know, it's still, we're still young with all the relief efforts and such. So
exactly.
Yeah, it'll take a little bit of time. You say in Japanese, "Squishizutsu."
Yeah, exactly. Squishizutsu. Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, have this radio show in English because I want to address to the English listeners. And so it's kind of interesting having a little bit of Japanese in there.
Yeah, just toss a little bit here and there, you know. Might as well make it interesting.
Well, for our Japanese listeners, do you have any encouraging words for them?
So my encouraging words would be that don't worry, just keep going. You'll be just fine. There is a light at the end of the tunnel because everyone on the whole world still remembers you. Nobody has forgotten about 311. I had a teacher come to my school that I'm teaching at from America, the National Teacher of the Year, Miss Rebecca, and she said that people still talk about it, you know, in their daily conversations about, you know, the disaster, even after now. So nobody has forgotten about you, and they're there to help. Mm-hmm. So nobody has forgotten.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk with us. And
No problem.
And I'm sure everybody will see your face now and know who you are.
I can only hope so.
Okay. Well, have a good one.
You too, Kate. Take it easy.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Communicate. The personality for this program is Kate Oberg.
この番組はケイト・オブグがお届けしています。
So Hiroshi and I were driving around the other day after volunteering, and we came upon the topic of is volunteering still important in Minami Soma? And we think it is somewhat, but also isn't as well.
Yeah.
Let's review of what we were talking about the other day of why do we think volunteering is still important in Minami Soma?
Okay, I see. Now, maybe I think materials is enough, I think, because many people carry and receive enough, I think. But and people living in temporary housing, so exhausted, I think.
Yeah.
So, what is necessary for them is, I think, just communication to relief. It's what I felt.
So what Hiroshi's trying to say, or has said, is that people have been receiving so much materials and objects after the tsunami. And I think, like, for the first maybe 6 months, that those things were necessary because it was cold. People lost their homes. They needed blankets. They needed clothes, beds. They needed everything. And then, you know, it got a little bit better after about 6 months because it started being springtime. They had, you know, enough clothes and they had their, you know, but they're still in, they're living in temporary homes, which are called kasetsu. And they were getting so much furniture from that, from aid workers. And now people, 2 years later, people are still trying to bring stuff to them. They're still trying to bring used clothes, which, you know, people don't want to wear used clothes, you know, especially in Japanese culture. And furniture, people don't need furniture. Like, you know, houses are small enough here. You know, it's mendokusai. It's troublesome. you know, but as you said, I agree with you in that they need the emotional support. They need people to come and talk to them. They need someone to talk to, because in Japanese culture, they don't express what they're feeling. They they just don't go to therapists, you know. They talk to their friends and their families, maybe. They maybe do that. But yeah, as you said, they need kind of that communication, which has been lost because people have moved away from their families and everything. So yeah, as you said, how do you think we can keep up the communication?
Keep up? It's a difficult question. The best is they can get enough communication in the their community. But I think when I saw the temporary housing, this community does not work enough, I think. Because so many people don't know well about next to them. So
community needs to be rebuilt. Is what needs to happen. I agree. People, you know, volunteers need to come in and they need to focus on communicating with people and not being afraid to try to speak to strangers and letting them know their life story. I think that would really help in the recovery mentally of the people, which will eventually go into the recovery physically of the area. Communicate. The personality for this program is Kate Oberg. この番組はケイト・オブグがお届けしています。And some upcoming events in Minami-sama. On April 19th, the Tokyo Brits Bicycle Club will be riding over 250 kilometers from Tokyo to Minami-sama to raise money for the Save Minami-sama project. They'll be arriving in Minami-sama on the 21st at about 1 p.m. Good luck, guys! On April 21st, the Save Minami-sama project will be visiting Harmachi and Kashima to deliver fresh vegetables, fruits, and water. They visit every 2 weeks and bring volunteers from all around Japan to help lift people's spirits. For more information on this project, please visit www.saveminamisoma.org. On April 23rd, It's Not Just Mud will be making a visit to Kashima Kasetsu, and volunteers will be visiting residents, playing games, and having conversations with them. For more information on how you can volunteer with It's Not Just Mud, please visit their website at itsnotjustmud.com. Communicate! Thank you for tuning in to Communicate. Please tune in next time. See you later. Bye. この番組はケイト・オブグがお届けしました。次回も聞いてくださいね。See you next time. Bye.